In a world full of imitators, there is one true original. One man who is not satisfied with the words everyone else uses. One man willing to make up words you don't hear anywhere else. Spike on the mic.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I think I said the good evening first. I came out of the box a little early. Sorry about that. So spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. That is the order of things of how we make things happen over here. I am Spike here on the Spike on the Mic show. Yay. Oh, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to The Spike on the Mic Show. As always, we are here in our Palusha studios here in Pin Chasers at 4847 North Armenia Pin Chasers. This is, 12-5. It is the 5th of December, which means we only have two, ladies and gentlemen, two more Spike on the Mic shows until the end of the year, because programming note, and I'm telling the staff right now, we're going to do a show on the 12th. We're going to do a show on the 19th. But on the 26th, which is the day after Old Saint All He's Day, we out. No, there will be no show on, on 12-26. So put in your clapping and excitement. So put that in your calendar. And also, speaking of future things that we talk about, past, present, and future, we also may not do a show on the second of January. Yes. So I am giving you guys a 2-week vacation, maybe. To be determined. Check your Twitters, your texts. Wait a minute. Hold up. Ease up on studio honors. You guys need to ease up on that. But ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. If you don't know, we are an award-deserving show here. What we do, we put on things, we talk about things in the past, the present, and the future. But, of course, I can't do this alone. I'm never here to do this alone, because outside of my au contraire voice, and I don't know where that is, I also have to have other people who have au contraire voice. So, straight in my peripheral vision, directly in my peripheral vision, we have the man known as Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody who's going to still be here on those days when you said we're not having shows, because I have nothing else to do.
That reminds me of a job that I had at the baseball team, the Rays, Double Rays.
Yeah.
And during the orientation, we were all sitting in the stands, and the guy told us, this is our section, are there any questions? And one guy raised his hand and said, what do we do when the Rays are out of town? And I thought to myself, I had to interview for this job. I had to impress somebody to get this job. How did he get in here? But it's neither here nor there. Next to you in your peripheral vision, to your right, if you look over there, you'll see the man who's making all the sounds go through your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm stuck on this show. I haven't done that in a long time.
No, you haven't. Yeah. I thought that was retired.
Studio audience loves to hear you.
Oh,
they love it when you say you're stuck on this show.
And pretty much am. Yeah.
I have to apologize, ladies and gentlemen. The PW is here, but normally in his peripheral vision,
yeah,
is the reason we're here.
And apparently we're not even here.
But we're not here because, yeah, if you remember two shows ago, he was upset and he walked off the show.
He stormed out.
He stormed off the show, which is not something that we enjoy. I will have to talk to him about that. But don't worry. Don't fret none.
I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, I like it when he's
kind of cool when he's down here.
No, it's not. It's not cool.
Steve got really angry and he stormed out.
Yes, really.
He storms out a couple times a year.
Yeah, at least a couple times a year.
It seems to coincide with his travel plans. So,
yeah.
But don't worry. To left of your peripheral vision is the man known as Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
You should be heard.
Nope.
Okay. So you should have been here doing mic check time.
You're labeled wrong. That's what it is.
I'm labeled wrong?
Yes.
I'm stucking like someone who's labeled wrong.
No. See, that what happens. We get here early and we do post production show.
Pre.
Pre production. Yeah,
I shut him off right away.
We do pre-production show, so
yeah.
We
have to I did the post-production, that's why.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as always, we always like to throw a little nugget into the caveat of our show. We like to make things big. We like to bring show some relevance to this thing here called Spike on the Mic Show. We don't just sit here all willy-nilly rubbing our thumbs. Sometimes we get to brush with greatness. And we get to brush with someone who has a little bit more sense than PW, Bill Smuts, and the Dr. Captain Clark.
Wow.
So in Bill Smuts' peripheral vision, directly in front of him, is a voice you've heard before, and we love to have her back. It's my fault for her not coming back and more. Is the lovely, the talented, the educated, the star aficionados, Janet Skialis. Janet, thank you. Welcome back to the show, and how are you sticking?
I am sticking like a tick on a hind dog's ear.
That's sticky.
That's way back there. That's back there. In the
hard
good,
to get to. Yeah.
Good part. Yeah. Damn, stick in a hind dog's ear.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, for those of you who probably have never heard us for the first time.
Yeah,
I love this show.
And for those who have
heard us many times, also haven't heard us for the first time.
Really? Well, we do, ladies and gentlemen. We sit around here, and I preface this. I even gave the cast the guys in the shipping container, the riffraff in the shipping container, the answer. So let's see if they can follow on this. What we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around here. We talk about things in the
future
and things in the
post.
And things in the God, my garage. I give them the answer. I hand it to them.
We sort of said it.
Yeah.
Well, but I thought because of pre-production, we could just take pre and make it post-production. So that's why it's the post sent.
And I said.
And I said future.
Yeah.
So okay, by you guys saying all that, is internet right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, of course, it's
right
it
enough.
Has to be. Didn't you give them the answers?
Yes, the answer.
Right enough.
It has to be right,
Janet. What we do, let me talk to the only one of here of sound mind and body, except for she's hurting in the rib area.
Ow.
Is we talk about things in the
past.
Oh, shit, I done messed it up too.
Future.
Present.
We talk about things in the past, the present, and the future.
Yes.
That's what we do on the show.
We covered that.
Yeah, we did that already.
Yeah.
Moving on.
This is going to be an award-deserving show.
So, oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and you guys can always play by giving us a call at...
It's not play. It's serious business.
Yes.
Oh, my garage.
We solve a lot of the world's problems here.
Yes,
we do. The mysteries of the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not a joking matter.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Take it seriously.
Okay, you can always give us a call.
Also, don't give us a call.
Yeah, don't give us a call.
We're not a caller-driven
show. At the
show.
Number that Spike is about to give you.
We're a caller-avoided
show. Dude, I can't find the number.
That's a shame. Too bad.
I probably should know the number, but
for
some reason.
It's okay.
It's area code 813.
Did you move the number off my phone?
Listen.
No, I wouldn't do that.
Listen, the people that are going to call aren't listening to the show anyway, so they have the number already. Nobody who's listening is going to call in, so it doesn't matter if you give the number out.
It's true.
Okay, forget it. I got it. You guys, if you guys want to participate and give us a call, play on the show, give us a call at 813-699-3900.
Damn, that is the number.
Yes.
Now you've done it.
Call.
Yeah, now they're going to call in.
Check out the number. We have open lines, and we always welcome your input. Mm-hmm. Or you can play with us on the chat line. You can go to RadioSaintPete.com and check out the chatting line, or you can go to SpikeOnTheMic.com to hit that and go chat with us. Speaking of those people, I think we should acknowledge our sponsors.
What? We have sponsors?
Yay!
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And our newest affiliate, RadioSaintPete.com. local internet radio for St. Pete and the world. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, RadioSt.Pete.com.
All right, so anyway, I want to apologize because I got it on our chat line from guest 7007
yeah.
saying every once in a while, RadioSt.Pete.com feed is cutting in and out. So I don't know. I can't tell him to get more squirrels or make things faster, but keep trying.
We'll do our best.
Yes, yeah. We will do our best to make this an award.
On behalf of guest 707 and the 706 guests that came before him.
Yes, yeah. Really. Mm. So without further ado, I think we've been enough introduction. We should go ahead and do topic changing music.
Okay.
Now is the time of the show when we start doing topics, and we do it by changing topics with topic changing music.
Janet, you're not a virgin on this show. You've been here before.
Yes.
You know how we do things. What I do, I throw out topics, interesting things, and I ask all the...
Not always interesting things.
Yeah.
You throw things out, but...
Yeah.
I throw out things out there, and the people in the shipping container, the riffraff in the shipping container, usually have to give me what their opinion is. And I have another section that I like to call, I'm going to call What Say You, and another section I like to call Jack or Jacobob, but try to stay with us.
I will pay attention.
Try to stay within.
And this is the one subject where I tried to make sure, because I have a problem where my P's sound like T's, and because we're in container, I can't say that word.
Yeah.
I don't know why that meant.
How did you get in the container?
What happened is, like...
Well, Stike put us in there.
Stike
put us in there.
Ah, I see. Yeah.
Are you doing some of that Rain Man backwards reading stuff?
No, it's Stike put us in there.
Yeah.
Why did you laugh? You know what he's saying?
Yeah, he's trying to work in shitting container somehow, and you're screwing it up.
He's trying to get the shitting container. Yeah.
Oh.
By swapping P's for T's.
I was trying not to say that.
Oh, sure you were trying not to say
I was just
that.
Trying
you
to.
You guys are so.
Yeah. I was just trying to imply it to all the audience out there.
Oh, I ruined it then. Yes.
It's okay.
Well, in keeping with the.
Also, since. The Star Goddess is here. I'm sure we have a certain planetary reference coming our way.
Yeah. Oh, you can bet that. That's going to happen at the 7:40 hour.
Right. Planetarium.
I was thinking Uranus. Yeah.
It's coming.
I miss my segment. I do.
Well, it's pre-segment, post-segment, one of them segments. Yeah. So, Janet and all you listeners out there, at the 7:40 hour, we will pick the mind of the Star Goddess. But until then, keeping with the holiday spirit,
yes,
there was a holiday parade going on in the town of Jacksonville, which is north of here in Florida, right? So let me ask you how you guys feel about this. There was a
holiday. I feel about Jacksonville. I'm not a fan.
You're not a fan of Jacksonville?
No.
No, they got rid of the paper mill.
Which in that case, it's probably nice there.
Yeah, it used to stink.
Is it Jacksonville?
Yeah, it used to really
Duval!
Smoke.
For real.
No, it's not Duval. It's Duval.
Isn't that what I said?
No.
When did they get rid of the paper mill? Because Jacksonville seriously used to stink.
Awful.
Yeah.
You guys all know this about the paper mill?
Yeah.
Sure.
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
It was the dominant.
Going up north, we had to go buy it. Holy mackerel.
No, they shut the paper mill down in 1970.
So it hasn't cleared the town yet, is what you're telling us.
I got to get back to Jacksonville.
No. Duval is now a clean-smelling city.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel bad because I'm pretty sure I have some Duval listeners out here, and they're probably just like, what the heck going on? Anyway, as I was saying, in keeping up with the holiday spirit, they had a Christmas parade.
Where?
Okay, yeah.
In Duval.
Yeah.
That's Jacksonville, in case you don't know. And during the parade, there was a certain flute.
Oh, yes.
And as...
I know. This was here. Good.
Whoop, whoop, ow! Black Santa Claus. All the time has come again.
Well,
it's Duval.
Black Santa.
The all population right. is. You could have just turned it down a little bit. Oh. That'd have been great to go with this segment.
Awesome.
Yeah. Just
okay. Yeah. All right.
So doing the. Doing the parade.
Only thing is, he was just taking presents and not giving them out.
Studio 360.
Yeah, I know that show.
They had a float in the holiday parade. which also included a pole. So they had pole dancing lessons on the pole as nice. Going down the holiday parade. Now, it was decorated nicely.
Yeah.
There was a quote-unquote, of course, there was a man named Dusty Maxwell. He is a youth pastor in Duval. He said he was shocked and appalled as the float came closer and closer down.
Well, that's his problem.
Down the street.
Down the pole.
Yeah. Down the street. Now, my question to the shipping containers, riff raffs in a shipping container.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry you got caught in the net that they threw and bring in all the dolphins and the shrimp. You got caught in there. Do you think it was inappropriate for Studio 360 pole dancing and fitness and gym to be offered a float in the parade? I'll start with PWs.
Not at all. I've seen some really, really athletic pole dancing.
Right?
And I appreciated it.
You're saying it got you in the holiday spirit?
It did. It did, yeah.
All right, Smots?
Well, it is America, but the question is obviously because it is pole dancing, I would imagine that there may be have some scantily clad because the magic pole dancing is skin to pole contact, so you can do those acrobatics.
All right.
You know, you can't wear spandex.
Oh, no, because you'll slide. Right?
Exactly.
Down. Yeah.
So I think, you know, the combination, you know, may have, you know, had a few issues. Yes?
But it's outdoors. I don't think you would hear the squeaking of the skin to pole contact.
Sir, Dr. Captain Clark?
Pole dancing, of course, got its start in strip clubs, but a lot of mainstream gyms and fitness centers offer pole dancing classes
as a means
to women, and I guess men probably too, if they want them, as a means of exercise, not stripping. So if the guy automatically equated it with the strip club thing, that's him having a dirty mind, I would say.
He's a frequenter.
That was
probably
youth pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. They might have hollered out, "Pastor!"
I would bet most people these days, probably if you mentioned pole dancing, they're going to equate it. At least half the people will equate it to fitness as they would to
the other half would be Polish.
To strippers. Yeah.
The other half.
Yeah.
And PW's right. That's hard. I mean, that takes skill, athletic ability to do that, and strength, and, you know, it's impressive.
Exactly. And Miss Janet?
So this pastor took umbrage at the hardworking girls. Is that correct?
Apparently.
Yeah. He didn't like that they had a float. Yeah.
He didn't like that they had a float.
Right. And it's sponsored by Studio 360.
And to be fair, I mean, and
y'all not gonna going to recognize on, me raising my hand?
Well, I will just a second. But on Janet's question, are we assuming there were girls dancing on? I mean, it could have been.
Just a dancing. Were they wearing like Santa Claus outfits?
Were there dudes or
outfits?
Just girls?
According to Dusty Maxwell, the local youth pastor, he said he, as his float got closer, he realized he saw ladies performing on the pole. And
he recognized them.
As we said, in provocative way. Even though the representative and manager, Brittany Owens, she is the head instructor of the studio and manager, said that they were not doing anything inappropriate. They were just showing that the athletic feet and
even in the strip club, they don't really do anything inappropriate to the pole. They just kind of spin around and hang from it and show off.
I'm thinking Dusty recognized one of the girls.
Yeah,
that's what
Dusty's
happened.
Got some hang-up.
I think Dusty Maxwell needs to realize that if, you know, during his sermon, if he put maybe a pole on each side of there, he'd get much bigger attendance.
Yeah, people would be there.
So
maybe if it was a float that had VIP rooms on it instead of a pole, he might have had a gripe there. Yeah. That's where the action happens.
So you guys aren't against Dusty when he said, "I had to turn away the heads of my 5-year-old kid and my 3-year-old kid for them not to see what was going on."
The 12-year-olds are going, "God, Mom, look at that."
Sarah, this is a family-oriented parade, and it's not something that a parent should have to worry about seeing their kids and people swinging on a pole.
You know, Joe Redner made the greatest remark about guys like him when a youth pastor was accusing him of having a strip club next to his youth pastor.
Right.
Place. And Joe Redner said, "You know what? The guys that are abusing those kids aren't in my strip clubs."
Oh, yeah, really?
Very good.
There you go.
In your youth groups.
We should have said that. That would have been
also
awesome.
When did we decide we have to protect everybody from everything? Why couldn't Dusty use this as a teaching moment?
Yeah.
If the kid said, Why are they swinging around those poles?
Dusty, they didn't go to college.
Yeah, exactly. Dusty could say they're single moms.
Yeah.
Trying to make ends meet.
Why are they single?
But then that's up to Dusty to answer those questions. What happened to talking to your kids about the things they see and have questions about?
Yeah.
And then Dusty could have steered the conversation any way he wanted to.
I still think one of the girls recognized Dusty.
Instead, everybody's obligated to not let Studio 360 have a float in the Christmas parade.
Yeah.
Because Dusty's kids might get offended.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, we got a note. We have a comment from Princess Brown.
Princess Brown.
Princess Brown. And
I think I know her.
I would say he or she, but it's 2074.
They
saying that pole dancers celebrate winter holidays too.
Yeah.
And exactly. It is a highly athletic activity. Yep. And I agree with that.
Princess Brown is right.
Even though I'm in, you know, I would have to, which I'm thinking, if you apply for a float to be in my parade, which is a quote unquote a family event. So you guys have never seen a pole on the Macy's Day Parade, have you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not necessarily people swinging from it. But
right, yeah, but there's always poles on.
Yeah,
there's
poles. Yeah, I probably put these on, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, look.
Oh, damn. I can see now.
I wonder if they had lights around it, too. Do you think it was lit up?
And music like Black Santa Claus.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
So, anyway.
I was thinking more love. I'm in love with the stripper. If that's blaring, then we might have issues.
Were there girls walking alongside the float and asking people in the crowd for dollar bills for the jukebox?
I actually saw a picture of that, and they showed there were people girls walking beside it, but they did not have on scantily clad clothes.
They had dressed like elves, right?
They like those girls who
weren't wearing tassels.
You know those girls like in a parade, and they had a girl spinning the baton.
Oh,
thing.
Like,
oh yeah. The baton.
Majorette
spinning, and I thought a tassel.
Yeah, yeah, really. They looked a lot like those.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? But, you know.
Plus, why is the pastor's name Dusty? Is he a cowboy, too? Or
yeah.
No, Dusty?
He's very old.
Ugh. No, he's a youth minister. I mean,
they're the worst kind.
Yeah.
He's not a youth minister.
Youth pastor.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a youth pastor. He's a youth pastor.
Yeah.
What?
It's different.
You're using the same words I use.
He's not a child who's a pastor. He teaches children religious things.
I think Joe Redner.
He's an adult.
Oh. Yeah. What did I say?
Well, you said, I'm just saying he's not a
youth.
Youth.
He's
not a youth.
We were saying that he's old and therefore dusty.
Yeah.
I don't want to harp on this, but
right.
The lovely, talented Janet Scialis, she's a little salty about old men.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She's a little salty
with that.
She's a little trouble with
old
salty men.
Yeah.
All right, so let's all go.
Push-ups or something. I don't know. They got to get in shape.
So what's your opinion? You never chimed in.
No, I think personally, and I have to go against the riffraff in the shipping container.
Of course.
Yeah. I think that when 36D company, no, it wasn't 36D. What's the name of the damn company?
Studio 36
Triple D.
Yeah, Studio 36. When they apply for the application, I'm thinking they falsified what they actually do. They probably went on there, we are a gym and a health spa.
Yeah.
And then once they got the stamp of approval, they said, oh, yeah. Now, obviously, the committee didn't come by the
okay, so let me ask you this. So they get approved to have a float as Studio 360, a gym. What sort of entertainment are they supposed to offer? I mean, probably the pole dancing is the closest thing to like a show.
That's their money
that
maker.
They offer.
Yeah.
Where are they going to have people like ride a stationary bike?
Yeah, right. And you have the guy who.
Take protein
pills. Who was the guy that was so. He was the most out of shape guy, but he always so athletic.
Oh, Jared from Subway.
No, the guy with the.
Yeah, that's
again,
a good
again,
story.
Again, that youth
yeah.
minister
yeah.
thing.
No, he was the guy who.
Did Subway have a float?
No. He's so get in shape, but he
Tony
was out of
Little.
Shape. And he had a big afro and red and white
Richard
shorts.
Richard Simmons.
Oh, Richard Simmons.
Simmons.
Why did I bring him up?
Well, because you were thinking of Richard Simmons. It was in your dream last night, I'm sure.
I can't remember why I brought him
Look,
up.
Look, they turned down Asian spa floats, so, you know, right?
Which would have been an actual shipping container.
Yeah.
Right.
It would have been a float with just with riffraff in the shipping
container. Just coming from the harbor on the way to the spa.
They all just looking out, going down the parade.
We're not actually in the parade. We're just trying to cut through to get to work. So.
And we are in Duval. Okay, no, I had to throw that out there. All right, well, so we understand that I think that 360 Gymnasium falsified their documents. they got in there to get more publicity.
Yeah, publicity.
Well, it looks like they won.
And they won. Right?
I mean, that was probably the icing on the cake is we're on the Spike on the Mic show.
Right. Yeah, that's it. That's how
I
they
think people
here.
Are online right now signing up for classes.
Signing up for 360 pool and gym.
Take that, Dusty.
Serious. All right, so I'm going to do one more quick topic, and then we're going to go into other things. So,
all right.
Topic change in music.
Apparently, it's going to be a very quick topic because Spike already said it's going to be a quick topic, and then we're going to go into other things on the Spike and the Mike Show.
No, see, what I like to do, I like to pick you guys' brains because I like to know the mind, the psyche,
yeah,
the feeling of Ooh. Janet, Dr. Captain Clark, Smots, and PWs.
Oh.
Right.
I'm excited about
I'm a
myself.
Little,
yeah.
I'm nervous now.
No, it's.
I like it. You're young.
You might be tall. I don't know how young he is.
Yeah, really. Well, how did I get young? Is it lotion? Sorry. All right. So, you guys ever heard of HBCUs?
HBCU? No.
Yes. It's known as Historically Black Universities and Colleges.
Oh, okay.
Well, that would be HBCUs or colleges and universities, if you want to say it.
I didn't know it was an acronym.
Yeah, we're big. We're big.
I knew a girl always talked about HBIs.
Okay.
I have no idea. But anyway, so at HBCUs, there's a college called Spelman.
I've heard of Spelman.
It is a all-women's college.
Yep.
Well, the president of Spelman sent out a welcome back to college, a welcome letter back to the university, to the students and the faculty. I mean, the faculty.
What? The staffalty.
the staculty, yeah.
Yeah, the
staff and faculty.
And the faculty, funny. Right. Yeah. Because HBCUs, you know, we're big in far as we have to have all our people give money to keep everything going because people don't want to give us money.
No.
No, we don't.
I'm not giving.
So the president sent out a welcome back letter telling that the students and the spec and faculty and the
we
know who they are.
And the faculty that we're wondering how you guys feel if we start admitting transgenders to
transgenders?
Transgenders. It doesn't matter. Everything is all down.
Transgenders to our university.
Are they currently barred?
This is an all black. Just say all. Forget it. Forget
it's
the color.
It's female because it's been a female.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah, let's forget
female.
The color. It's an all male or all female college.
Is the college in North Carolina?
No, it's in Atlanta.
All right, just checking.
Yeah.
But let me say so now.
Wait a minute. I've forgotten which color.
The color is relevant.
Oh. We don't see color.
Yeah, we don't see color.
Oh, okay.
We see tall and short.
Yes, really. So I want to ask the riffraff in the shipping container.
Yeah,
and I'll start with you since you want to jump out there.
I do. I'm so curious. Does that mean that they're specifically requesting transgender guys, transgender black males apply?
No, I'm thinking transgender man of color apply it to the university.
And they'll get accepted.
But it's an all-female school.
But if that's the gender they identify with, then...
So do you approve or disapprove the application?
I think it's discriminatory to break out that they're transgender and invited. I think if you happen to be transgender and you get accepted because your grades are good and you're black... I don't think that they would know that, would they?
We weren't going to talk about color.
Let's forget about the tallness, because they're probably white schools, too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Little short schools.
How many, like, all-girls schools are even left?
There's actually 27.
27?
Look at that. Is that a guess, or did you actually have that as research?
I would have believed you. You said that so straight up, too.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah, there is.
Because every all... one gender school is going to have to face that question, I guess.
True that, but I'm only concerned with tall ones.
It's tall, exactly.
Yeah, really.
I would think that it being as it's a school that needs money from, like as you mentioned, people who would be inclined to support an HBCU, that turning anybody away who may spend money to go to the school, maybe not a good idea. So if you've got some transgendered folks that want to attend your all-girls school, maybe you want to open those doors up and get those funds.
All right. Smotsis?
Is it a private college?
Yes.
All right. Then they should be able to do it. It's just the same thing. If they receive state funds, you go back to the Citadel when they receive state money in order to, if it's supposed to be an all-boys school, they accepted a female.
Really?
If it's a private, yeah. You don't remember that story?
Like, I didn't say yes.
Okay, you said
really. when you said remember the Citadel, I wouldn't want to say yes. Right.
But like, you know, if they receive any kind of federal state funding or whatever, then they should be accepted in that point. If it's a private school and it's their rules, then
yeah, that's true. Private then school,
so be it. You know, they can if it's all women,
be a
all male.
Check or something, and is I mean, would you send a picture in? I mean, how do you define that?
Well, I think, but if it's accepted, you know, and in your acceptance papers and everything else, if it's found out otherwise, you've committed fraud. You know, the statement.
No,
you
say. I'm thinking when you apply for the all gender school, you have to, they assume that you are that gender.
Right. That's right. What they're assuming. But let's say, you know,
then you walk up there ungendered.
You know, there's plenty. I got a friend named Les. He's a guy, but his actual name is Leslie. Okay. So if he applied as Leslie so and so, you know, and went in and was accepted and showed up day one
with a beard.
They'd probably go, well, you know, you're not a female. So it's null and void. If somehow it's found out as a private institution, then you know the schools have the choice to accept whomever, whatever rules they have, whether it be all female, all
so
male,
how
all transgender. Transgender school?
Well,
and
they,
all
they
of
have
a sudden,
no problem.
But now a full male or a full female that's not a transgender decided to apply. If it's a private school, then you know, then so be it. They shouldn't be allowed to do it.
So you saying no for the transgender?
Sure. Yes. Yeah, because it's a private school. Okay. But I'm not discriminating because they're transgender. I'm discriminating because it is the right as a private institution
But I think going back to the root of what Spike set up the situation was, the school is considering opening the doors and sent out a letter to, like, alumni? Is that what you said earlier?
Yes,
like,
that's what it was.
They
were getting a feel for the
to see if they want to relax the restrictions.
Well, I'm sure it's the $3 million.
You think there's a rule that says no transgender people allowed?
I bet it's probably an old written rule that no men are allowed. And now that things are changing and the definition is changing, now they're looking at having to redefine what is male, what is female. And I think that's what they're looking at.
And I'm sure that, you know, when you start to look at the, you know, Caitlyn Jenner $5 million library donation at that point, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, Caitlyn says, oh, okay, well, now we have it. But you have someone who maybe doesn't agree with Caitlyn Jenner as a private institution, and they're threatening to pull the $5 million, then you might have issues.
PWs?
Yes.
No, I didn't say hello. I said, where's your opinion? You can get kicked out of the shipping container.
What?
And while we're over water.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, really. You don't want that.
On the railroad trestle. Yeah.
He might use that fancy recording equipment as a flotation device, and you don't want that.
Oh, yeah, really. Hey, people, listen to this. So what is your opinion on the HBCUs?
I say yes.
Okay.
Asked the question, and said, yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Your spike? Why are those of us who have disagreed with you wrong?
Or, for that matter, agreed with them?
Okay, here is the executive decision that I'm going to make.
Excellent.
Janet, you said no. Clark, you said no.
I'm not sure what the no is to.
I don't know what he said yes is. I just went with two no's and two yeses.
I think, Janet, I think we said yes, they should be allowed.
Yes. Okay.
I'm saying, how do you put that on your application? Is there like a picture that you have to?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's probably on the application it says male or female. What do you check?
If you're applying for
whatever you feel you are.
I know. Yeah. But if it's an all female school and you feel maybe more male, but you were originally female, then doesn't matter.
Well, being that I am the tallest person on this panel here.
But
But I thought we weren't.
Yeah,
talking
I didn't
about
think
height.
Tall was any. Yeah, yeah.
Talking, a no, we weren't talking about color. We talking about height.
By
me being the tallest person on this panel here, I don't think that the tall this people should have the opportunity. They should not discriminate because. Okay, I'm going there. We had to fight for our rights to party.
Well, that's right.
Now,
I gotta tell you, you know, white people can go to those schools.
They can?
No, no, really, they can.
Like FAMU. I mean, there are white students.
Tall people can't hear a net.
The whole
no, really. One of my ball players applied to Fisk, which is a school in,
yes,
I say,
it's in Atlanta.
No, yeah. It's not Atlanta. I think Fisk is in, like, Tennessee or Kentucky or one of those places. And it's
you don't know, Spike.
It's a historically black college. And it's a little blonde-haired white girl.
All right. Anybody out there listening?
Bethune-Cookman's whole baseball team is white.
That's
true.
I know. But people out there listening on the chat line, tell me, where is Fisk?
But I am looking at the irony of this here, because Spike did say, basically, take tall, short, completely out of the equation, and yet his reason is, well, as someone as tall people have been discriminated against, well, it sounds like the entire thing should have been the equation as opposed to taking it out of the equation.
No, I said, so we're not using color.
Are you against them allowing transgender people into Spelman College?
I'm encouraging.
I'm a yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right.
But the only problem is that
if it was a state school, I'd say yes too, but I don't. It's
only
a private
only problem
school.
Is
but the private school just means they can set whatever rules they want.
Yeah, but HBCUs, they need all the money financial contribution they can get. So we don't have, when I'm saying we, I'm talking to the tall people, they don't have the opportunity. They shouldn't say no.
So Smuts is really saying maybe.
It's up to that decision of whatever the
alumni
school. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the school that the Huxtables were always sending their kids off to?
Spelman.
Was it Spelman?
No.
Yeah.
It was Hillman, wasn't it?
Hillman.
Yeah, it was, and that's made up, right?
Yeah.
That's a TV university.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that mayonnaise?
Hillman's
serious.
That's the team name.
All right. Well, so I'm glad you guys, I'm educating y'all. So now.
What happens? I have a question. What happens, because a lot of people discover their sexual identity in college.
Oh, right.
Oh,
what
yeah.
happens when you go to Spelman as a girl and maybe midway through your freshman year you go, holy macaroons, I had no idea.
I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Excellent question.
Do you get expelled or do they say, I'm
you
sorry?
You have to quit? Yeah.
How does that happen? Because you're in all-girls school.
But
guess,
you might decide
you go
that
to
you're...
Town. You go
maybe,
to town?
Maybe you like girls to the extent that you're willing to have the surgery done to be...
Oh,
you have gender reassignment surgery to become a male.
That happens a lot.
At Spelman.
Not in the tall community.
Orange is the New Black.
That's actors.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not a college.
Yeah, really. All right, well, we all
learn some things, but it's not a college.
See, that's what you learn on the Spike on the Mic show.
That's right.
You learn. See, now you guys are going to drive, as you're driving home or traveling through your highways and byways, you're going to say, man, I hope that Spelman does the right thing.
Oh, sure. That's not going to happen, though. Yeah, anything that happens on the show is gone by the time we leave.
Yeah, and I thought after watching the Chris Rock special that, you know, prison was like a culinary school after tossing salads.
Oh.
Well, we got an answer. Fisk is in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's what I thought.
Moved it. It used to be where
they moved it.
And she had the audacity to be the valedictorian.
Yeah, really.
It's a college, like the Baltimore Colts in the middle of the night. They just packed up and they moved to Tennessee.
Don't nobody say anything, right?
Right.
The rich tradition of Fisk College, now in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It's a phone call.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. Welcome. How you sticking?
Exactly like I thought.
There we go.
They hung up.
Caller driven show. Can we make a sounder that says caller driven show with some music behind it? And every time that happens, we can play it.
Yes, absolutely.
And by the way,
Jim, work on
Clark shamed the beeper to not call him anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Killed the beeper.
Harsh.
What a shame. We've been so lost without the beeper
pulled. He pulled the battery.
Yeah, really.
What a loss that was.
Actually, I think cell phones killed the beeper.
Well, whatever killed her.
It could be,
serious.
Are you going to do a song about it, like with the Buggles?
As long as she's dead, that's all that matters.
How do you know it was a she?
I was going to say, how do you know it was a she?
We asked her every time she called. Beeper, are you a male or a female?
Yeah.
Oh, you think she was telling the truth with her beeps?
Maybe it was actually going to apply to the transgender.
Yeah, she's
trying to get into
Spelman,
huh?
Maybe.
Or whatever the school I was talking about. All right, so.
Fisk.
Or bi. Could be both.
Oh, we don't have a school for that.
We do all colleges.
Not yet.
Pretty much all colleges.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so one quick thing. I just want to do one quick thing, and then we're going to go ahead and pick the mind of Janice Kialis to start at us. But right now, I just want to get you guys Shipping Containers' opinion on, no, I'm not. It's time to do something else. You know what it's time to do?
What is it time to do?
It's time to do what's twindin'.
What's twindin'?
Oh, boy. Hey everybody, it's time for What's Twendin', the part of the show where the best part of it is the music, because the bit itself is tired.
Just do like three or four of them.
Okay. All right. Let's just start at number.
Oh, you weren't prepared?
No, I wasn't prepared. Let's just start. Well, let's just do the top three. Starting at number three, #,
yes,
Walter Scott. Why is Walter Scott
is that a tall guy that got shot and killed?
It is.
Yeah.
But why specifically is it trending?
In Charlotte? That's a Charlotte guy.
South Carolina.
Oh.
I thought Walter Scott was the guy that did the first page of the Parade magazine.
Nope.
That's Walter Scott. That's Walter Matthau.
The reason is because the trial has been going on, and the judge today declared a mistrial.
Oh, yeah, because of the one juror.
What does that mean?
The one juror or something like that.
It means
that.
They basically have to start over.
They do it again. Okay, yeah. Well, cool. Long as they can do it again.
One holdout.
Yep. Next one. This is a sponsored tweet. I don't know. Should we do this? Because it's advertising. It's
sponsored.
Something.
Yeah,
why not? Advertising for us.
Office Xmas Party.
Oh, it's a movie. Oh.
It's a movie. Yeah. Spots is right. Who's in the movie? For extra points, who's in the movie?
Is it Jennifer Aniston and Jason Bateman.
I think Schmatz wants to see this movie.
Those same two in there?
Yeah, they're both in it.
Oh, I want to see that.
From Horrible Bosses.
Yeah, I want to see that. I got a thing for Janiston.
And Kate McKinnon. Okay, that happened. Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live is in it. She's been in a lot of
stuff. I like her.
And the number one thing is Heisman. Why is Heisman trending?
Well, I think we just announced the finalists, and it's Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Baker Mayfield, and Dee Dee Westbrook.
Do they all play for Alabama?
Two of them play for Oklahoma, one for Clemson, one for Louisville.
That is correct.
One from Alabama?
No, not for the Heisman.
Or as...
Why not?
Alabama doesn't have the best offensive statistics.
13-0?
The record is a team and defensively great, but not the best
offense.
Not the best individual player.
Oh.
Maybe the best team.
Took all of them to rout the Gators like that?
The Gators routed themselves.
Twitter user Not SportsCenter lists the Heisman field as Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, and some guys who won't win. And that's what's trending.
Yay! Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, short and sweet.
Guys who won't win.
All right. Another short and sweet thing we got to do, and this is a new topic. I need music. A new topic that I just thought about. I call it Jack or Jackabob. Where I do is I give you guys a situation, and you tell me whether this guy is a Jack or a Jackabob.
Jackabob.
Yeah, I'm just going to do a couple of them, all right?
So Jack is a positive thing.
Yes, and okay. Jackabob is a Jackabob.
All right.
Question, is this a Jack or a Jackabob? A person that's comfortable talking to you in the bathroom stall in the adjoining bathroom?
Jackabob.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody wants to have a conversation in there.
Let's pass some paper, please.
Yeah.
How about a person that wears ripped jeans? Jack or Jackabob?
Jackabob.
Jackabob.
If it's a guy, it's a Jackabob.
Where are we talking? Like in the knee? Are we talking through the thigh?
Seat is blown out?
I think it's okay in the knee, but I don't think there should be anywhere else, like through the thigh and showing leg. I mean, the knee also, just shows you've been active.
Yeah, also if you're at home mowing the lawn and your jeans are ripped, who cares? But if you're trying to make a fashion statement with it, then...
So you're a jackabob.
Yeah.
All right, how about this person here? The testicles hanging from the back of your truck.
Jackabob.
Giant Jackabob.
That's a giant Jackabob.
Truck nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. Total Jackabob.
So you're going to take them off?
Yeah.
There goes that gift. Sorry.
All right. How about this?
You ever thought about with the truck nuts that how small they are in comparison to the vehicle they're attached to?
That's true.
They're really tiny.
From the distance.
You wouldn't be able to make them proportionally big enough. They'd be dragging
in
the road.
They'd be dragging on the road, yeah. So. I mean, if you really be a
like
jackabob,
mine.
Then
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, couple more. How about this? Jack or Jackabob mentioning that you finish your taxes early?
Jack. Harmless.
Yeah. I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean,
Yeah.
PWs?
Well, I'm usually late. You know, filing extension.
It's that guy that said, hey, I done finished my taxes already.
You can go all the way to the following October. I've done it.
What if you had asked me, hey, have you done your taxes?
No, just the guy that mentions
it. He offers it without it being asked.
And he just started announcing it? Well, yeah. I guess if I got a $13,000 refund, then I'm a jack.
Janice?
Yeah.
I think it's a jackabob. I think they're doing it to make them feel superior.
I feel it's a jackabob all the way down. So right?
It sounds like every answer you want is
jackabob. I'm with you.
I'm
filing in October.
No, I don't. How about this?
Can I get the money back in time?
Jack,
sure, exactly.
Jack or jackabob, the exploding fist pumps.
Yeah.
Jack or jackabob.
Depends on how much I've had to drink.
Yes.
Because if I had to drink and it's there, it's the coolest thing ever.
I would say if it's you and your friends, Jack. But if you're like in a sporting event and you do it to a stranger after your team scores, jackabob.
And I think it's a jackabob if you include the word boom in it.
Yeah, you have to add the sound effects.
Yeah.
All right, well, then we got a couple people out there. And Prince is saying she wore tour jeans. Somebody wore tour jeans yesterday. All right, Princess, you got to let me know if you're a male or female.
I thought you said princess.
Princess. Princess Brown.
Probably a female.
Wait a minute, I think I know this Princess Brown.
Yeah, me too.
I think I know. Oh.
Yeah.
Exploding fist bump, she says, is a jackabob.
I agree with her.
Yes. All right, last.
It's in commercials now. They're doing it in all the commercials.
Oh, that means it's out of style.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when it's you see it in a commercial.
Yeah.
All right,
the last jack or jackabob is, let's say this one. How about working on a computer in a coffee shop?
Oh.
Jack.
Yeah.
That's a jack?
Jack.
Yeah. Smarts?
Sure, it's free Wi-Fi.
It's a short jack.
Janet Scialis?
I always feel bad for people who do that. I figure they have no office to go to. So
right.
I don't have to say anything unkind about them.
Or they can't afford their own Wi-Fi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
They just want to get out of the house, you know, enjoy some coffee.
That, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, by the way, I want to finish this segment by saying I just stayed at the Ritz-Carlton for 5 days.
Oh, that's so nice.
Jackabob.
And he did his taxes.
Early.
I'm doing my taxes for next
year. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a new next section call.
You know, you could say the same thing about somebody who says, oh, I got my Christmas shopping done already.
That was the other one I was going to use.
Also a jackabob.
Use that one later.
Yeah. Oh, later? Thank you for closing the segment.
Thank you for that. I mean, we could do it next week.
All right. You're already running late.
Right. All right. So now we went through some topics. So now it's time for us to talk to our esteemed guest.
I will say this. When I was staying at the Ritz-Carlton, I went to Siesta Key, and I looked at the moon and Venus. I was wondering what's up with Uranus.
I saw you post.
Oh, God. It had to come. It had to come.
It had. It's a matter of time. And I missed that segment, what's up with Uranus.
I know.
I love that.
I know. I always want to know what's up with Uranus.
Actually, you're right. The moon and Venus were in the same sign. If you... And that Venus, when you've heard about, you know, when you wish upon a star, you know, wish I may, wish I might.
Yeah.
The first star that you see at night is the planet Venus.
Yes.
And it's the planet of love. So if you're going to wish on anything, man, that's the one to wish on.
Last night, it was right next to the moon.
It was right next to it. That's called a moon-Venus conjunction. Once a month, that happens. But you can't always see it because it depends on where Venus is. And now Venus is an evening star, which is why you can see it.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, PW.
It's a pretty lucky night.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, well, tell us all about our love lives then.
All right, I'm a Leo. I'm born in the sign of Leo.
You are.
What?
Yeah, close enough.
You should be getting lucky this month. I don't know if you've got a...
Financially or emotionally?
I don't know about emotions, physically. Lucky.
Venus
and Mars are in the same sign, so you're looking to get
Why the heck is Venus hanging out with me?
Because Venus is an Aquarius. It's opposing your sun, which is...
Is that the water?
No, that's the water bearer, but it's an air sign.
And Venus rhymes with something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there you go.
And it should be a pretty lucky time, actually, for Leos.
Penis?
Yeah.
There you go.
Can't put anything by good. Him. See, that's what he pronounces correctly.
Except I call it tenis.
Because
my problem with the
P's. All right,
no color, you know.
Yeah, just tall and short. Do PWs.
PW, what are you?
Gemini,
like Donald Trump, our new president.
Oh.
He is. He's a Gemini. Mike Pence is a Gemini. And Rudy really? Giuliani. Yeah, they're all over the place. They're covered up. Rudy
so
Giuliani,
I should be rich.
You should be. You should be in a fairly good cycle right now.
Yeah.
Be king of kings. So.
Yeah.
It's a pretty good time for Geminis. Geminis, Libras,
how
Leos.
Long does it last for Geminis?
For Geminis, it lasts for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. about yeah, that's what about I'm expecting.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. and then it kind of changes. But yeah. but I would enjoy it because yeah. it's the first time in 12 years
oh, yeah.
That you're really headed to have some fun.
I'm telling my wife who's boss.
What is she?
She is a Cancer.
Oh, yeah. You got to feed her. Bring her donuts.
Donuts.
Bring her donuts.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Cancers, no. It rules food. They if you bring them food, they'll do just about anything you want.
All right. Spots. Now you tell me.
Sure, I should have told you that years and years ago. You would think it was fine alcohol.
Yeah. Well,
donuts.
Since it's about Uranus, what about Virgo? How's Virgo doing?
Virgo?
Yeah, well, it's you.
Yeah, Virgo not so hot.
Really?
Virgos. They're...
You got bad ribs?
Yeah, they got bad ribs, actually.
It's a rough time.
It was a rough time for Virgos.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it really was.
And I'm on the back end of it.
Yeah.
And I'm not Virgo, but my God, what a crap 2 months.
Oh, yeah. That's because you're a Libra. And I got to tell you, it shouldn't have been that bad. I'm horrified at that for you, personally.
That means it's going downhill now,
actually,
soon?
No. Actually, it should start getting better, like, tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's
into
good.
Aquarius.
Yeah.
And all those planets have been in Capricorn, so it's sort of...
I'll give you a call tomorrow, see what's going on.
Really? Starting tomorrow, it should get a lot better for you.
Why? Right? I always think of Aquarius, I always think I should be running around naked and barefoot and singing the Age of Aquarius.
This is the dawning.
No, that's the that was
the
Snake
was the Age of Aquarius.
Right,
yeah,
sure.
That was in the play Hair.
I know.
Yeah.
No, this should actually be a very productive time for you.
Are we talking for cash flow?
Yes, we're talking about money. About money headed your way.
All right.
And
all right.
opportunity. And I'm dead serious about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Something good happens for you tomorrow.
Yeah. If you make it.
If you live that long. You
all right, Dr. Captain Clark.
What about for the Aquarius people?
Oh, it's a great time for
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Before you say that, I want to check.
See, all you guys get along. That's the crazy thing. Leo and Gemini are two signs apart. They get along really well. Gemini.
By the way, I'm hated here, so no.
Yeah. We don't like him at all.
Yeah.
All right, so
you can tell
Janet,
the faces.
Star goddess. Let me
tomorrow is going to be great.
Yeah, I'm gonna check you. If someone was born under the year or the month of 415, what is they?
That's an Aries.
It's an Aries. Yeah. Okay, what are you?
Aquarius.
Oh, it was the ace, so never mind.
He's the water bringer.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, the water
finish
bearer.
You, and then we need to do the Aries.
Venus and Mars are both in your sign. And they're in your sign for 6 weeks. Venus goes into your sign tomorrow, which is good for loving. And Mars,
6 weeks? Okay.
Yeah. You only get lucky once every 14 months or so, so you got to take advantage of it.
Oh, yes. Get down.
Get down with your bad self. That's why you're losing
weight.
That's
not a good forecast.
Is that like spot on?
Now it's a good forecast.
Yeah. You know how the salmon swim upstream for a lifetime to go and spawn?
Yeah, for once.
There you go. Don't get eaten by a bear.
And personal new starts, too. Professional new. I don't know what you do, but professional new starts, too.
Well, I'm quitting this show. So.
So that will
free up your Monday night.
Yeah, that is an advancement.
No, it's very cool the way you guys, all of your signs, the air and the fire signs get along well, and the earth and the water signs get along well. And you're a fire sign. That's why you're the leader.
Wait.
The king.
Right.
Yeah.
And me and my wife don't get along at all.
Sign. All right, so do the Aries real quick.
Yeah, the
just do it.
He's worried about tax day.
Do the Aries.
Oh, for Aries?
Yes. One of our listeners wanted it.
Oh, they want to get married. Aries want to hook up. Seriously, they want to hook up.
Uh-oh.
They want to get married. They want to solidify partnerships and relationships. That's
ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Intense.
What if they're already married? I guess
well,
maybe
then they really want it to go well.
No, I bet you that was Brown. Wasn't that Brown?
That was Brown.
Princess Brown.
They're on the hunt for like what's missing from this picture.
Yeah.
Well, it's 14 months, so he's Clark's
he's
off.
He's going. He's off.
Yeah. You quitting already?
Yeah.
Because I only have 4 more weeks. I can't miss any of this.
Wow. Okay.
All right. So what about people that born?
Oh, the other thing
is
that Mercury, the planet of communication, has gone into Capricorn and it's fixing to go backwards starting on the 15th of December to the 8th of January. So that means bound to be done over again and bound to be repeated. miscommunication and misunderstanding. So
it's a good thing we're not going to do a couple of shows during that period.
Yeah, knock them out.
Yeah, really.
Technical difficulties, communication problems. We can't.
Is it in retrograde? Is it
not yet? But it will be.
When?
Yeah, starts the 15th.
Of December?
Of December and goes to the 8th of January. So don't start anything, begin anything, believe what you hear.
Yeah.
Which is why tomorrow is important, because that'll be the real deal.
So that means I shouldn't celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday.
You could celebrate it, but you'll have to do it over again. Which is not a bad thing, because I like getting gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work out.
And Jesus, do it again? I got to tell you, Jesus was not born on Christmas Eve.
Oh, see?
I know. I would love to tell you that he was.
Because he was just a baby toddler, but it was a few nights before that, wasn't it?
Actually, no.
It was 6 months?
He was actually born March 6th. Of 6 BC, actually. He's actually a Pisces.
So that baby was 6 years old?
Yeah, exactly. By the time they showed up. Took a long time to get there.
Man, they didn't have Wi-Fi.
Yeah, there was no GPS. They were
going.
It took a camel to get there. No, really. That's a true story, that Christmas is actually was a Roman holiday called the Feast of Saturnalia, and it was based on the solstice with the sun returning to the northern hemisphere. And when they said, holy mackerel, we got to change these pagan things, so they just changed the pagan holiday to the birth of Jesus when he was actually born in March, because honestly, baby lambs aren't born in the dead of winter because they die. It snows in Israel. Yeah.
And then we get the guy in the big red suit, which is awesome.
Exactly. So,
like it.
Yeah.
All right, well, we all have, now we know what our future is.
I was just going to ask Janet, obviously, if we're trying to reach out and find out, don't you have some sort of website?
I do have a website. It's called Janet, God, you're the best, JanetSkiAlis.com.
And is that S-C-I-A-L-E-S?
Yeah, spell it.
A-L-E-S.
Love you.
Okay, wait a second. Your name is Janet or Janice?
Janet. How long? How many years?
Every year he's wrong. Janet.
Janet Skialis.
I got to change my context.
Spike's like, I booked the wrong guest.
And I do an overview for the year, which is really remarkably accurate. And that way you can see, I have it. The one that's up for this year was obviously for 2016. I'm going to be posting the one for 2017. So you can see, and you can look at 2016 to see if I was right or not.
Sure.
And if I was wrong, you can count sand because I don't care.
Yeah. But, a lot of individual things. But what it means is it's in line for you to do it. But certainly a lot of your individual actions.
Yeah. That's right.
So, like, the positive outlook I had for 2016 basically got crapped on. But
well,
that's
it wasn't
going to
start until the September-October time span.
So
up
maybe,
until then, it was going to be awful.
Maybe it was thinking that, a different birth year for, like, Jesus.
Yeah. All right. So just a couple footnotes right here. Princess Brown says your prediction is true, although she's a pagan. And guest 3444 says Dr. Klink, I guess it's Cop the Cart, he stole the show with great comments. I love to date him. Thanks for the good time, Sarah.
Just closed the chat room.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's go around the room. PWs, what stuck with you tonight?
Somebody's excited about Dr. Klink.
All right, Bill Smarts.
If I ever want to know anything about the stars, I just go to JanetSkiAlis.com. It's JanetSkiAlis.com.
Wow.
Chat room users, hit me up. Certain chat, not all of them.
You can throw your number out there for them. They could text you directly.
Well, at Facebook, clarkbrooks.com.
Was his name Klink? Dr. Klink?
Whatever. I don't care.
Change the name to Klink if it turns out.
Just call me.
I'll change it to clinkbrooks.com, but it's clarkbrooks.com. Let's talk.
Right. And Janet Skiallis.
We
always love you on the show. So once again, push out your numbers and your pages.
JanetSkiAlis.com. Easiest place to get.
Baby, you got to spell that because I thought it was C-E-S, and now it's a T.
No.
JanetSkiAlis dot com. Straight dot com.
Like it matters to the guy who says stockety.
Yeah.
E-I-E-I-O.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic Show. I want to thank everybody out there for participating. I'm going to read up some numbers. I'm going to thank 3444. Thank some more people out there, Princess Brown. Hey, I'm thinking, I'm going to thank 7007. I want to thank our sponsors, KCOR, Good Day Radio. I'm sorry, Game Day Production.
Yeah.
And definitely definitely got to give it a holla out to Radio St. Pete.
Yeah.
Sponsor. Love it. I just want to say one of my favorite things I see on the clock down says actually, or the countdown clock, time until show ends. Like he's been looking forward to that since 7:01.
Yeah, really.
Him and us.
And programming note, we'll be back next week. That's December 12th.
Yep.
And the 19th, but after that, the 26th. 20 and
no 26 and maybe no second.
Whatever. Baby, baby, this is Spike on the mic.
Baby, baby.
Thank you
baby.
Guys for participating. Guys, baby. I love y'all. And we're going to have a Christmas party. And Janet, you are more than welcome at December 14th at our local club called O'Brien's. And we will see you guys again. I'm out. Spike on the mic. One.